This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, how your brain learns new habits in way less than 21 days, and why cravings rock. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about learning to re-become a naturally slender person. Re-become because, as Lady Gaga says, you were born this way. You know, eating when you're hungry, stopping when you're satisfied. As a baby, that's what you did. Now, you may be thinking, as most every seasoned diet veteran does, hey, there's no way that I can become naturally slender. And I know this because every time I lose weight, I gain it back, or I can't even lose weight anymore. Clearly, there's something about me that makes me big. I just love food too much, or I'm too weak-willed, or the tried and true, it's in my genes. And we're not talking about shapewear here. So maybe you're getting a sneak peek at some of the presuppositions behind inside-out weight loss, just from what I've said already, like you, no matter what your history, what kind of genes you have, designer, generic, or even Costco. We love the heck out of you anyway. No matter how weak-willed or battle-weary you are, you too can re-become naturally slender. You can be naturally slender, and that you, in fact, have it in you. It's a programming in with the original operating equipment of the human body. Who knew? We just got a little confused along the way with all of these diets telling us what to eat and when to eat and not to pay attention to our cravings. We must overcome our cravings. We must suppress our cravings. We must vanquish our cravings. I say, heck no, let's enjoy our cravings. Let's use our cravings. Cravings are really very handy, as a matter of fact. Number one, they tell us exactly and precisely where we need to go to do the healing work. For example, a client yesterday told me that the afternoons have been challenging for her. She's with her young son, and around 3:30, 4 o'clock p.m., his energy is high and her energy is low. Not a good combination. So she tries to control him, and of course, he will not be controlled. He's at that age. Well, maybe it's every age. And the only way she's been able to deal with it is by having a snack. She's thinking about food. Perfect. Now we know. Let's go in and see what's happening. What is causing the pain, the suffering? We could say it's her son because he's the one who's high energy and maybe a bit cranky at that time of day. Or we could say it's the way that she has been dealing with the situation because of perhaps beliefs that she has about herself. Turns out she was doing some serious shoulding. I should be able to deal with this. I should be a better mother. He should be going down for a nap. And so on and so forth. Well, no wonder she was stressed out. No wonder the food looked pretty good as a distraction, because who wants to feel the crappy feelings? So the trigger took us right there where we needed to do the work. Very handy indeed. And the other thing about cravings is that, well, we can do the old kung fu move. We can do the Microsoft move which is basically if you can't beat them, join them, or harness their own energy against them. What does this have to do with Microsoft, you're thinking? Has she completely lost it? Well, you know, Apple's invented the like user-friendly interface, and then Microsoft copied it in Windows and made a big success with Windows. They could have said, oh, those Apple people, they're just so much better than us. We're going to go with our own system. Go DOS. But no, they said, hey, I see a good thing and I recognize it. I'm going there. And so they did, making enormous, ginormous amounts of money in the process. So the point is, what on earth does this have to do with food? The point is that we can actually use our cravings, who knew, to our favor. What if you craved foods and behaviors that were really healthy? Like, you know, that strong pull you have towards the cupcakes or the chocolate? You know that one? What if you turned it around, or it somehow turned around, whoosh, and the next thing you know, you're craving a workout. You're craving time in nature. You're craving deep rest in meditation. Maybe it's a comforting fall soup full of colorful vegetables and legumes. All of this is, in fact, possible to crave. I started with a new client the other day, and she wrote me 2 days later saying, the strangest thing has happened. I found myself preparing the night before for my workday, preparing myself a healthy lunch and putting out clothes to wear an attractive outfit. Where did that come from? Inside you, as a matter of fact, we just let it loose. Just like we're about to let loose, let her rip that naturally slender you inside. The one who loves pleasure, delights in feeling good, and is proud of it. All right, now, if you're a veteran listener, you may already have begun to drop inside the minute that you heard my voice in the opening words of this episode. You may find yourself doing that in future every time you turn on Inside Out Weight Loss and hear the opening lines of my voice in a very safe way, meaning if you're driving or operating the famous heavy machinery. I had one listener email me and tell me, you know what, I am on heavy machinery when I listen to you. I am driving a tractor. And I thought, wow, now that's real heavy machinery. Very cool that you just go down to that place within you that is open, that is private, and yet comfortable, easy, and relaxed. Perhaps you consider it your own inner sanctuary, a special place just for you that you can go right now and anytime you desire. As you discover that if you go deep enough, gently, and easily enough, there's tremendous comfort and relaxation deep within you, letting go of any cares or concerns, stresses, worries, to-do lists, thoughts about dinner, etc., 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 just letting them float away into the sky. If you like, you can place them nicely in a little box just to your side where you'll collect them later on. If that's what you desire, you can do that. Put them right there. They're safe. Close the lid on the box as you sink down even deeper with you. That's right. Down a little bit more until you hit the slide. Whoosh! Right on down deep inside. The slide's my favorite part. Whoosh! Right on down. Maybe you're going down in an inner tube like at those water parks, and it lets you out right into the river that's just the right temperature as you bob gently downstream. And I wanted to let you know, with that client I mentioned earlier, the one with the little boy, it turns out that in her case, she had already done such wonderful foundation work. She really got the essence of self-correcting. She had changed so many limiting beliefs and was feeling more resilient than ever. And yet, she still had this situation. So in a situation like this, we can use the ever-faithful, handy-dandy, quick-and-easy redo. The Redo is an awesome tool to have in your back pocket anytime, in any situation. So here's the deal. What is a redo? A redo is basically what it sounds like, redoing a situation from the past, going back in your mind and reliving it the way you would have liked it to go. That's the essence of what it is. Now, there's a particular way to do it that makes it extra supercalifragilistic effective, and we'll be getting to that in a moment after our break. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Hi, Renee here. If you've struggled with your weight and no matter what you do, nothing seems to stick, it may be that a past trauma is keeping you stuck. Trauma from physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, or any event that overwhelmed your ability to deal with it, must be released first before almost any other work will take hold. At long last, I've created an audio program to completely release trauma from your life, quickly, effectively, and most importantly, gently. If you're ready to finally be free, go to reneemethod.com. That's reneemethod.com. I'm looking forward to your transformation. We're back now. Before the break, we began to talk about the redo. Now, the awesome thing about the redo, this reliving events from the past, which you may be wondering why it makes sense to go back in the past, and I'll explain that in a moment, as I let you know that this technique works really, really well, not just for food. I use it all the time in other situations. For example, I've been doing it for years with client situations. So I'm in session with a client, and after the session's over, I'll think about anything that I think that perhaps I could learn from the session or I could do better next time. And then I redo the interaction the way that would have been even better to do it. This accelerates my learning and my progress. Over time, it builds up to a lot of competence, a lot of skill. What you may not know is that the best athletes and musicians, masters really at anything, do this. A mother on my son's soccer team, this mother's child is one of the best, if not the best players on the team, was telling me that her son, after a game, goes over in minute detail every aspect of the game, much to his mother's delight, I assure you. And he tells her over and over again. And each time he tells her, he changes it a little bit. He says, well, if I had just moved my hip a little more this way. And by the time he's done recounting this, he's actually completely redone the interaction so that it was way better than it was in real life. And guess what? The kid gets better really fast. He's great. Of course, I excitedly shared this revelation with my son, and given that it was coming from me, it wasn't nearly that interesting. But that, alas, is another story. The point is that top athletes, top musicians, top performers of any kind do this technique. Many of them, they just stumble across it and like it, like this kid I'm telling you about. So the question becomes, why go back in the past? Can't we just leave the past behind? And trust me, I'm not a big past kind of person, but I am a big learning kind of person. And this is how we learn. Historians will tell you this, that the importance of history is, of course, that we can learn from it. In our own case, let's say you had the big blowout or the little blowout. Think about a time when you overdid it. You aren't so happy with the way you ate, the way you behaved. And we're going to redo it. Turns out there are a couple of things that really make us repeat a behavior. I know you can think of one of those things right now. Why is it that we behave the way we do? Why is it that in trigger situations, we keep doing the same thing? The first thing that you're going to say is probably habit. In other words, you've done it so many times before that the next time the similar situation comes up, you're very likely to do it just the same way again. Neurobiologist brain people say it's that we develop these neurological pathways in the brain that are like well-worn hiking trails, and we just keep going down that same path over and over again. So habit has a neurological correlate. In other words, the brain people can see what's going on in the brain when we repeat something many times. And when we're thinking about automatic behavior, which is what the vast majority of your overeating is, maybe all of it, in fact, habit's going to come into play. And the other thing that causes us to repeat a behavior is emotional charge. So if we do something and we feel strong positive or negative emotions around it, it's like we've just put big flashing lights around that behavior saying, look here, look here. The next time that a similar situation comes up, we're likely to repeat it. So think about overeating. If it's something that we do repeatedly, we've got the habit thing going on. And then if we add to it remorse, guilt, beating ourselves up. Oh, I'm such an idiot. Why do I do that again? I'll never succeed. I'll always fail. Oh my God, it's terrible. We're adding all that emotion, and each one of those is like adding a light, a flashing light around the behavior saying, do this again, do this again. But we don't want to do this again. So let's feel bad that we're so stuck in doing this again. Oh my God, I'll never learn. How many times do I have to tell myself I have no willpower? Yet you get the idea. So now we know what factors are at play. We know exactly how to use them in our favor, how to turn them around, do the old Aikido switcheroo, take the energy and turn it around. If the emotion is particularly strong, as in my dramatic representation moments ago, you may want to use EFT tapping to release it or do some of the other release techniques that you've learned in this podcast, the breathing into it and releasing it, for example, spinning around. We just did that one a couple episodes ago. I can't remember which one. But even if you don't get to that, at least we can redo the memory in our minds, because the brain does not know the difference between something vividly imagined and something that it actually does. So it turns out that you can create the new hiking trail just by vividly imagining hiking down it. You don't actually have to do it. And the cool thing is that we can imagine things much faster than we can do them in real life. They say it takes 21 days to build a new habit. I have no idea where that number comes from. I think out of somebody's head. But it's nice to think that it would be 21 days. I have never found research to back that up, I might add. But why not do it 21 times in your mind rather than wait a whole 21 days? In fact, why stop at 21? Why not just rehearse it the way you'd like it to be 21, 42, 64, 80, here's my math, 86, 108. How am I doing here, guys? I don't think I'm doing too well. I think I was going up by twos and not by ones. Oh my goodness. Quick redo, 21, 42, 53, 64. There we go. Am I smarter than a fifth grader? Well, give me a couple of redos and I can get there. So you can imagine the new behavior many, many times. In fact, you can imagine that you've imagined it already many, many times. That's a really effective way to do it. And in many different situations throughout your life, all different ways that it might go. Which brings me to the magic secret super duper ingredient that's a little bit beyond just imagining yourself behaving differently that can make all the difference. Maybe you remember it from previous discussions of the redo. Maybe you can figure it out on your own because we don't have time to go into it today. But we will take our time in the next episode of Inside Out Weight Loss. In the meantime, play around and have fun with creating those new hiking trails in your brain. What kind of trail do you want to create? The workout in the morning trail? The be nice to your husband trail? How about the be nice to you trail? That's a really good one. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. If you'd like to accelerate your progress, you can find 4 transformative downloads available for sale on my site at reneemethod.com, reneemethod.com. I look forward to seeing you there. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to share and develop your abundant, overflowing, most delightful soul's gifts. You got them, you might as well flaunt them. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.